Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson on using illustrations in sermons or in Bible studies. In a previous lesson, I gave you three rules for using stories or illustrative material. First, you need to frame the story or the illustration. That is, you need to set it apart from the body of the sermon or the body of the study by a time denotation or a denotation with regard to the subject matter, something like this. And then secondly, you tell the story in as compact a form as possible. And third, you should connect the story to the point you're making in the Bible study or the sermon. I want to give you two examples from Calvin in this regard. The first comes from his sermons on Genesis and Genesis chapter 1. The second comes from his sermons in the book of Acts. I'm going to read you these two examples. And remember, I'm reading you these examples. When Calvin gave these illustrations, he was preaching extemporaneously. This, of course, was his practice. He did speak extemporaneously, that is, out of giving time and thought to what he was going to say. And in Genesis chapter 1, as he speaks from Genesis 1, 1 and 2, and speaks about the need for the Word of God to help us understand the creation, Calvin gives us this illustration. Calvin says, "Consequently, we can call God's Word our eyeglasses. Those who are nearsighted or whose eyesight is dim see some light, but if they wish to see at a distance, everything will be blurred and they will not be able to tell the difference between one letter and another. But if they have glasses, their eyesight is so strengthened as to be restored, whereas it was previously useless to them. The same is true when we try to judge the works of God with our own senses. We move toward irrationality. We will lack circumspection and discrimination. But when our Lord provides His Word, we are able to see distinctly and to be instructed in what is necessary for worshiping and serving Him and attributing to Him the glory which is His." This is quite a simple and straightforward illustration. Calvin uses the idea of eyeglasses. He frames the illustration by simply going to it. "Consequently," he says, "we can call God's Word our eyeglasses." That's the frame for the illustration. Then he goes into his illustration, those who are nearsighted, etc., etc. And finally, Calvin connects the idea of using eyeglasses to see more clearly with the Word of God giving us help in understanding what we see with our eyes in the created order. The same is true when we try to judge the works of God with our own senses. We move toward irrationality. We will lack circumspection and discrimination. But when our Lord provides His Word, we are able to see distinctly and to be instructed in what is necessary for worshiping and serving Him. Calvin frames the illustration, gives the illustration, the comparison with eyeglasses, and then connects the idea in the illustration with the point he's making, that we need the Word of God to help us see the character of creation more clearly. Frame the illustration, give the illustrative material in as compact as a form as possible, and then connect the illustrative material with the point you are making. Here's another illustration from Calvin's sermons on the book of Acts. And Calvin is preaching on the words, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." And he gives this illustration. Suppose I see a man so near a precipice that he takes but one, that if he takes but one more step, he will fall into it and be killed. Here's the frame for the illustration. Do you catch it? Suppose I see a man so near a precipice that if he takes but one step or two more steps, he will fall and be fall into it and be killed. Will it be enough if I say to him, "Watch out where you are going"? Not at all, says Calvin. But I must shout, "Hey, don't take another step. Stop where you are, or you'll break your neck." That is exactly what we must do, for we see many on the verge of stumbling fatally. If we leave them alone without a word of caution, we betray God and you as well. When we see that some are given to adulteries and excesses and others into usuries, strong-arm tactics, and so many other wicked deeds, we have to shout, "Hey! Take not another step. You are nearing the pit of hell. If you fall in, you will never get out. Count on it. You will be in unending torment." Such is the responsibility we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ and learn from His Word. So must we fulfill it. You see, Calvin gives the illustrative material, the man near the edge of a precipice, shouting at him to save himself, and then he connects it to the idea of proclaiming the Word of God. And he gives just a sentence of connection. Such is the responsibility we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ and learn from His Word. So must we fulfill it. The connection. Frame the illustration. It doesn't take much to frame the illustration. Here, it's just a sentence. Suppose I see a man so near a precipice that if he takes but one or two more steps, he will fall into it and be killed. Suppose I see a man standing next to a precipice. There's the frame. And that's all it takes. We don't need to go into a long discussion about the nature of the illustration. Frame it. Tell the illustration in as compact a form as possible, and then always connect it to the point that you are making. Here are two examples that Calvin gives, and they follow this same procedure. Imagine this. Calvin preaching in the 16th century used this procedure. We can use this same procedure in the 21st century, preaching to men and women in the congregations to whom we have the privilege of speaking. Thanks for listening.